There's a very interesting discussion in Brahmanda Puran about Diksha. This is in Lalita Mahatmyam. Lalita Mahatmyam, chapter 43, verses. The question is asked, do you need to be initiated to worship a deity at home? What's the answer? So in the Brahmanda Puran, it explains there's three types of Diksha. One is called Sparsha Diksha, Drig Diksha, and Manasi Diksha. Sparsha Diksha means initiation by the Guru's touch. Drig Diksha means initiation by the Guru's glance. And Manasi Diksha means initiation by the Guru within the mind. So these are different ways to get Diksha. Of course, in our Iskandi, someone is given Pancharatrika Diksha and receives Guru Mantra and Gayatri and Gopal Mantra and Kam Gayatri. And then he's trained in deity worship, and the principles of purity and regulation, and the basis, and he studies something about deity worship, then he commences deity worship. But these are considered to be dikshas, the Guru's touch. Animals in the spiritual world. Are there animals in the spiritual world? The previous acharyas have written about the flora and fauna of the spiritual world. We find many descriptions in the Gaudiya Vaishnava literature of numerous species of deer, monkeys, horses, cows, buffaloes, goats, and bulls. Birds like swans, peacocks, chatiki, chakura, parrots, Krishna's pet dogs, honeybees. But we don't find any mention in Shastra about mode of ignorance critters prevalent here in this world, like rats, crows, mosquitoes, and predators, though there are rumors of tigers and lions, etc., but we don't see any descriptions. Sometimes people say, oh, everything is here, everything you have here is also in the spiritual world. What is the Yogapit? Many Gaudiya Vaishnavas meditate on Yogapit during their morning puja. This is briefly described in a prayer, the Abhideya Pranam Mantra to Radha Govinda. Divyad Brindaranya Kopa Jumadad, Srimad Ratnagara Simhasanasto, Srimad Radha Srila Govinda Devo, Preshtalivi Sevyamano Smarami. Krishna's Kaviraj Chaitanya Charitamriti describes. Yogapit is a central meeting place of the divine couple. Yoga means, to meet or connect. Pit or pit means seat or place where Radha and Krishna are most likely to receive our worship. Rasika Vaishnavas worship Radha and Krishna throughout the day at different yoga pits. Gupta Kund in the morning in Nandagaon, Radha Kund in the afternoon, and Vamshi Vat in the evening. At the yoga pit, Radha Govindas sit on a golden throne and receive formal worship surrounded by their confidential sakis and mandris, as described in the mantra we chanted. Devotees may see Yogapit maps with specific positions of all the eternal associates of Radha Krishna situated around the petals of the lotus-shaped structure and mantras chanted accordingly. Yogapit meditation is described in the Iskhan Archana Padati book, in the Padma Puran, in Gotamiya Tantra, and Govinda Lilamrita chapter 21, describes the expansive grounds of the Yogapit. So if the Guru engages one in that meditation, then he will do it. We often hear that Radha Govinda are the Seva Murtis of the Gaudiya Sampradaya. Rupa Goswami worship Radha Govinda, Srila Prabhupada worship Radha Govinda. Practically all Gaudiya Vaishnavas, their personal deities are called Radha Govinda. So why do we consider Radha Govinda the Seva Murtis of the Gaudiya Sampradaya? The Gaudiya Vaishnavas are headed by Rupa Goswami. And Rupa Goswami followed this system in their puja. Rupa Goswami discovered Radha Govinda in Vrindavan in a hill at the exact location of the Yogapit, because in the eternal pastimes of Radha and Krishna, the Yogapit is situated on the top of the turtle's back, or the little hillock, which is shaped like a rising of a turtle's back. And the hillock, which is where the old temple of Radha Govinda is, Chaitanya Charitamrita has many descriptions about Govinda as the Abhideya Tattvamurti, inspiring devotional service within the devotees. Govindaji is a manifestation of the Shiksha Guru. Radha Govinda deity bestows the engagement and activities beneficial for spiritual progress. Madhu Pandit's deity of Gopinath is the Prayojana Vigraha, the deity form which bestows the ultimate goal of spiritual attainment. We should see the entire journey of divine ascension is regulated and governed by three special deity forms of the Lord. And indeed, it is Govindaji who oversees the ongoing seva of the progressive sadhakas ascending the ladder of prema. Sri Radha Govinda Deva Ki Jai.